Blog Talk Radio.
I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
Let your power fall. When your name is called, let your power fall. Let your power fall. Let your power fall. Let your power fall.
I promise to be honest when I behave. I tell you what, we was having some things going on here this morning with these songs. This praise God, hallelujah. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cancel that. Okay. And we're going to ask our pastor, she'll give us a word of prayer here. And we'll get into this lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And thank you, Pastor Reese. We had about three or four selections. Thank God for them all. Amen. Praise God. The scripture I like to share is coming from, I wanted to do, you know, I'm going to do the affirmation. Amen. And then I'll go into our prayer. Affirmation. I can walk by the Spirit. 16:17. I will be a light to all for my God. Matthew 5:14. I am a new creature in God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I am content with the Lord. Philippians 4:11. I am secure in the Lord. Romans 8:38-39. I am free in you, Lord. Romans 6:18. I am a child of God. John 1:12. I am protected by God's angels. Psalms 91:14-16. The Lord is my refuge. Psalms 91:9-10. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you for this day. Thanking you for this word that we're about to receive, Father God. Thanking you for the listeners and all those that participate. Thanking you, Father God, for our pastor, how he so diligently teaches the word of God. And we ask, Father God, that you open up our hearts and our minds to receive this word, Father God. That you said in your word, Father God, that we are to meditate on the word day and night, Father God. Help us, Father God, to have this word engrafted into our hearts, Father God, that we will continue to allow your Holy Spirit to teach us, to guide us. And then, Lord, give us the ears to hear, Father God, really hear what the word of God is saying. Lord, we ask that you bless those that are sick and shut in. You said by your stripes we are healed. Be with those, Father God, who are bereaved and going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way, for you said in your word you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, just give them the faith to just trust in you today, Father God, no matter what's going on. No matter what social media is saying, turn off the TV. Let us just get alone and just get in the Word of God and just meditate on that Word, Father God. We ask that you will continue, Lord, to be with Sister Chi, Father God, and we know you work a miracle in her life, Father God. And we ask that you continue to be with Evangelist Renee and Evangelist Sharon, Father God. We know you're working all things out for us. Our good, Lord. Now, Lord, bless our pastor as he brings the word that we are able to feast on it, Father God, and allow it just marinate in our hearts, Father God. And if it's in our heart, Father God, we know no one can take it from us. So now, Lord, have your way. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and we're talking about being spiritual. And one of the ways you're spiritual is through faith. Your faith Your faith has to be a spiritual faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things mm-hmm. not seen. Now, to get mm-hmm. more faith, it is to have more word. Jesus Christ mm-hmm. is the author, and he's the finisher of our faith. So our faith is predicated on the word of God. In other words, that's our substance. Just want to be clear with that. Now, how do we get more substance? That's a good question. How do you get more substance? By hearing more word. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Not everybody is not hearing. I'm going to say that again. Everyone mm-hmm. is not hearing. How I know that? Matthew 13. We'll go there. Matthew 13, 14 and 15. We want to go back there. Because you have ears don't mean you're hearing. See, a lot of people have heard, but they're not hearing. They only think they've heard. But you got mm-hmm. to be able to hear, and not just hear, but hearing, continuation. That's what causes faith to work in your life, is hearing. Not one time, not a one deal. Oh, I read that. I heard that. See, that's not faith, brothers and sisters. Faith is hearing, continuation. That thing is reverberating through your spirit, through your mind. That's what faith is, see?
Mm-hmm.
It's going back and forth, see, all the time. Something going on with this computer, but anyway. Okay, a lot of hacking going on here. Evangelist Sharon, you want to read that for us, please? Matthew 13 and 13, verses 13, 14, and 15.
Yes. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Thank you for the selection and the beautiful prayer. In the King James, Matthew 13 reads as follows, to 13 through 15. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should hear them. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. The disciples came up and asked, why do you tell stories? He replied, you've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. Not everybody has this gift, this insight. It hasn't been given to them. Whenever someone has a ready heart for this, the insights and understandings flow freely. But if there's no readiness, any trace of receptivity soon disappears. That's why I tell stories, to create readiness, to nudge the people toward receptive insight. In their present state, they can stare till doomsday and not see it. Listen till they're blue in the face and not get it. I don't want Isaiah's forecast repeated all over again. Your ears are open, but you don't hear a thing. Your eyes are awake, but you don't see a thing. The people are blockheads. They stick their fingers in their ears so they won't have to listen. They screw their eyes shut so they won't have to look. So they won't have a real so they won't have to deal with me face to face, and let me heal them. Amen.
Amen. See, there's about 3 points I need to make right quick. The parable should encourage spiritual sower. Those who teaches, preaches, and lead people along this Christian path understand that they are sowing spiritual seed. And
Amen.
All the seed doesn't always spring up. Some of you all have did some farming or did some gardening. You know, every seed you put down doesn't necessarily spring up. And that's important because in sowing, this is spiritual. Spiritual now. So don't be discouraged if you don't always see the results. As you faithfully teach the word of God, Pastor, remember that God is in control. One plant, one water, but God give the increase. But as long as you follow principles, it's going to work for you. The word of God is going to work because it's a seed, see?
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit, I want y'all to understand this, is the Holy Spirit, that's a miracle thing anyway. The Holy Spirit take that seed and that's in us and began to make it come to fruition. In other words, the human ears hear many sounds, but there is a deeper kind of listening that results into spiritual understanding. And everyone who's got there, they have eyes, but they can't see. Can you imagine? Ears, but they can't hear. But you ought to praise God because you're spiritual, you're hearing. And these are the parables that were given so that the people who heard, they was rejoicing. But the people that did not hear, maybe by chance, they'll catch it. They'll get some understanding and began to be a seeker and began to accept what is being said. So Jesus allowed these people to have this spiritual food that was hungry. No reason the Bible says over there in Matthew 5, you know, blessed are they that hunger, for they shall be filled. See, if you're spiritually hungry, you will be filled. Heart, but they shall see God. If you let your heart be pure, you'll see God. You'll see the things of God. So how easy it is to agree with Christ with no intentions of obeying with him. So you got a lot of people, they'll hear the word, but they don't hear the word. I got to say this again, brothers and sisters. If you understand what Isaiah prophesied, Isaiah had prophesied this thing. Let me show you. Over in, what scripture is that? Isaiah had prophesied this thing. I got to think about it for a minute. But Isaiah prophesied this thing, that the day was going to come when men would hear and not hear, see and not see. Think about the 90s. But anyway, this is what you have to understand. You got a lot of people, they see it, but they don't see it. You got a lot of people think today they know what God is about, but they don't. Looking right at the word of God and still don't know what they're looking at. So Jesus has to talk to them in parables so that hopefully that they'll get it. Hopefully they'll begin to understand the spiritual thing. Just like when people think of church, it's right there in their face. They think of church, but guess what? When they think of church, they think of a building. See, they see, but they don't see. They don't understand it. So they will miss it. See, everybody, and let me put a pin right there. Everybody that died in faith, what they died with is a word from God. That's how you die in faith. Remember Hebrews 11? We'll go there. Bless God. I don't know why this computer keeps messing up. But anyway, let's go to Hebrews 11. Because, see, you got to start hearing this stuff. You got to hear it. And you'll see what I'm saying here in a moment. In the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and, well, what is my computer acting like this? That's all right. Praise God. In Hebrews 11, and I wanted to start with really with the sixth verse, but we're going to read about five verses here. We'll start with the sixth verse so you'll know. Without faith, and let me make that real plain, because when you read it, I don't want you to hear with those ears, with those flappers. I want you to hear with your spirit, because in hearing, you need to hear, but it needs to be continuous. In other words, the continuation of our heart is hearing. So he says, so then faith come by hearing, not just you heard it, but it has to be an ongoing process, a continuous hearing until you act on it. And once you act on it, you heard it.
Amen.
That's when you know you've heard it. It's when you act on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you get tired of it, one or the other. You either get tired of it or you finally heard it. That's why I was talking about the news. A lot of times people hear, oh, man, I'm hearing the same thing. I'm hearing the same thing. And when they get tired, they'll cut the TV off or change the channel.
Mm-hmm.
So you either get tired or you'll hear it. And when you hear it, you go like, oh, man, they're running out of gas. Woo, let me go get some gas. That's because you heard this thing.
Yes, yes. Amen.
I'm telling you people, hey, y'all better go fill up y'all tank. Oh, yeah, I know. But they didn't really hear. They didn't really hear.
Ooh.
But then they tell me, Pastor, you know, these gas stations running out. I said, oh, so you finally heard now. See, now your hearing has meaning you've heard now because you act on it.
Yeah,
so when the Bible says, so the Bible says, if we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth, then you'll be saved because you actually heard it, see. That's what Romans 10 says. But over here in Hebrews 11, go to the sixth verse and read down to, about the 10th verse.
In the King James, it reads as follows, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he has come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, no one being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country dwelling in tabernacles, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bring the Message Bible. It is impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. By faith, Noah built a ship in the middle of dry land. He was warned about something he couldn't see, and acted on what he was told. The result, his family was saved. His act of faith drew a sharp line between the evil of the unbelieving world and the rightness of the believing world. As a result, Noah became intimate with God. By an act of faith, Abraham said to God, called to travel to an unknown place that would become his home. When he had no idea where he was going, by faith, he lived in the country from him, lived as a stranger, camping in tents. Isaac and Jacob did the same, living under the same promise. Abraham did it by keeping his eye on an unseen city with real eternal foundations, the city designed and built by God. Amen.
Amen.
So, let me tell you, this is called the Hall of Fame of Faith. That's what this chapter is called, because all these people died in faith, having yet received the promise, but seeing it afar off. What does that mean? That means all these people had what? They had the Word of God. That's what faith is. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So they was hearing what God said. So when God told Noah, said, Noah, I want you to go out here and build an ark. I want you to build that thing on dry ground, man.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to do it with gopher wood. Everybody laughing at him. Noah, what's wrong with you? See, let me tell you what. Nobody else heard God. Because if they was hearing God, they would have been trying to say, can I help you? Can I help build a ship?
Amen.
But they wasn't hearing God. But Noah
mm-hmm.
heard God. See? And
yeah.
in hearing, so when you read this stuff, know that when he says in Hebrews 11, so by faith, he's saying by the word of God. By the word of God, Israel marched around the walls of Jericho. It was by the word of God, man.
Amen.
They encamped. That's what he's saying. And in essence,
mm-hmm.
when you see this, it says by faith, Noah, by faith, Moses grew and refused the privilege of the Egyptian. In other words, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh. Well, when he said by faith, he mean by the word of God. That's what that is.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Same word you have rights to. That's what they did. By faith,
mm-hmm.
Sarah, the Bible said by faith, barren Sarah was able to become pregnant. Because
yes.
she had the word of God in her, man.
Hallelujah.
So when you see this by faith, what you're really saying, by the word of God. So if you
mm-hmm.
want to deal with your program, it's all by the word of God. It says through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive the seed and was delivered
yes.
a child. So in other words, by the word of God, that's how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
She was able to bear
yes.
the child because she had the word of God, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, all the Bible says these all died. The 13th verse says they all died having the word of God, not having received now the promise or the word, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded and let me tell you what, brothers and sisters, when you get that word in you, you're going to know that the word of God is bigger than anything you can even imagine. I don't know why this
mm-hmm.
is.
Yeah.
All right, that's what you're standing on, because that became your substance, okay?
Yes. Amen.
Mine's forcing a shit down here. But anyway, y'all, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Something going on here. Okay.
God bless.
God bless.